Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So we're going to be moving through an upper body workout today. 30 seconds on each exercise, 30 seconds rest and recovery in between, which means we go in pretty hard on the shoulders, on the upper body, but plenty of time to recover in between each exercise. We will be starting with your shoulder taps and then moving into your ankle taps and then coming into your high to low plank. So those first three exercises all starting from your plank position. Then we move on to your back for some straight leg sit-ups and then bicycle crunches, back into that high plank for oblique mountain climbers, and then we finish with some good old press-ups. So 7 moves, 7 minutes as always. If any of those don't make sense, check out the animations of me doing them on at the Sweat 7 pod, and we'll get started in 10 seconds with those shoulder taps. So set yourself up in that high plank position, ready to reach for opposite shoulders in 3, 2, 1. So starting off with your shoulder tap. So setting up in that high plank position, and we reach one hand to your opposite shoulder, making sure to keep those hips level. That is how we know our core is really working, because there's no swing in those hips from side to side. If we can't minimize that swing, just take the feet slightly wider on the mat. See if that makes a difference. You've got less than 10 seconds here. Good. Last 5 seconds on these shoulder taps. 3, 2, 1. Good, we rest for 30 seconds before making our way back into that high plank position. And this time we come for ankle taps or shin taps, just reaching that hand across the body to the opposite ankle or opposite shin. The legs are going to stay relatively straight, so that means those hips are going to come up towards the ceiling as we reach back towards each ankle, one at a time.
8, 7.
Ankle taps in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Good, so moving through those ankle taps, coming back to that high plank position each time. So those hips are going to lift up as we reach back towards the ankle, but then level out back to that high plank in between. So stretching out a bit into the back of the legs, as well as finding some range in your shoulders, working into the obliques, working that core. 10 more seconds. Keep it going for 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, another 30 seconds to let those shoulders recover before we work a little bit harder and then give those shoulders, those arms, proper time to recover. So we're going to come into high to low plank. So setting up one more time in that high plank position, coming down onto your forearms and back up, and try to keep it even. So down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. So these we go in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So from your high plank, dropping down onto your forearms into your low plank, and then pushing back up, down, down, up, up on the left, and then on the right. keeping it nice and even from each side. There will be a side that feels more natural, that feels more easy to start with. Try and switch it up each time. Less than 10 seconds on these. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. 30 seconds rest. Bring it onto your back. We're going to come into some straight leg sit-ups. So as the name suggests, lying on your back, legs nice and straight. And you can either have your hands across your chest, or if you want to make it a bit more challenging, extend them up over your head and sit up until you are in a kind of L position in a right angle.
10,
either way, we're lifting
9,
the torso all
8,
the way up.
7, 6,
in 5 seconds time,
4,
keeping those legs nice
3,
and straight. 2, 1.
Go.
Into those sit-ups. So lifting up, getting that slight compression in the hips, and then lowering back down all the way to the ground. Good. Really working into those abs. And the stronger our core muscles, obviously, the easier it is to do some of these exercises, particularly the plank ones for your upper body. You've got another 5 seconds on these sit-ups. 3, 2, 1. Good, so staying on your back, we're going to start to push the pace on the next couple. We're going to come into some bicycle crunches. So lower back stays connected to the mat, hands at your temples, elbows out nice and wide. We twist elbow to opposite knee, one side, then the other, extending that straight leg out nice and long.
10. 9,
we go in
8,
5 seconds
7,
into a 30
6,
second
5,
bicycle
4,
crunch in 3,
2,
1.
Go.
Bicycle crunches. So elbow to opposite knee, twist, 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 twist. That's the kind of pace we want to be working with. Good. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's only 30 seconds. You are already past halfway through them. Last 10 seconds on these bicycles. Then we come back to your shoulders. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So now those shoulders have had a little bit of a rest. We push for the last two exercises. Oblique mountain climbers is coming your way in just over 15 seconds. So we're going to set back up in that high plank position. And mountain climbers, except this time you're driving your knee across your body to your opposite elbow. So diagonal mountain climbers, oblique mountain climbers.
Six,
we're going in 5 seconds.
Four, three, two, one.
Go.
So driving that knee across your body to your opposite elbow. Still relatively pacey on these. One side to the other. Good, so we should be driving that heart rate up. Now we are halfway through these mountain climbers. Don't worry, way more than halfway through the whole thing. You've got less than 10 seconds on these. Final 5, keep it going till the end. 3, 2, 1. Seconds to catch your breath before we finish this upper body workout on 30 seconds of press-ups. So however you do your press-ups, whether that is on your feet or on your knees, choose what you're going to go for today, whether you want 30 seconds to push your pace or 30 seconds to really work on your range, getting as low as you can. We go in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So 30 seconds of press-ups to finish this workout, and we can either drop as low as we can, or we can crank out as many press-ups as you possibly can in 30 seconds. So tell yourself what you're going to do to challenge yourself at the end of this workout and stick to it for just over 10 more seconds. Keep it going on these press-ups. You've got 5 seconds. Time to do one or two more. 3, 2, 1. Well done. Great effort. Whatever it was that you did to really push yourself through that last exercise and indeed that entire workout. Great work. Well done. What a way to start the day. Enjoy the rest of it and I will see you back here soon for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.